The Purple Hurricanes of Gainesville High School battled the Hernando Leopards Friday night in their first playoff game of the season. Gainesville dominated the field from start to finish with a quick offense and aggressive defense, beating Hernando 60-3. Gainesville head coach James Thompson said after the game that he's pleased with his team's performance.
We came out strong, and I think we maintained that throughout the game. And so, you know, we played a pretty complete game. I think we had two or three plays that I wish we had back, but I'm proud of them.
Coach Thompson also says that as they advance in the playoffs, he would like to see his defense sharpen up and perfect their techniques.
Fundamentals, you know, I think we just need to focus more on just tackling and, you know, doing the little things correct, just technique, you know, hand, you know, where we use our hand techniques and all that. So there's things we got to work on, and Vanguard's coming in here, and they're a very good team, so we got to get ready.
One of Gainesville High School's key playmakers, running back Ralph Webb, also spoke fondly of his team's performance.
I felt we played great all over the field, offense and defense. Special teams even played good. I mean, we just came out well prepared and executed.
Webb says despite the team's success throughout the season, the players' attitudes remain the same, and they appreciate each and every game.
Oh, we confident but very humble. We come in each week and prepare like it's going to be our last game.
In the fourth quarter, the Canes played some less experienced JV players, but scored yet another touchdown as they maintained their explosive play. Coach Thompson compliments his key playmakers and says that he appreciates the younger players' efforts to step up when they're needed.
You know, the guys that we've counted on all year continue to stand out for us. And, you know, the fact that I think we were missing a guy on the O-line and the other guy stepped up. So, you know, that's always good as a coach to see that a young guy step in, you know, it's next man up kind of deal. And the same thing like wideout, we had a guy, you know, that didn't play, so we have another guy step up. So I'm proud of that.
Next up, Gainesville High will take on the Vanguard Knights on their quest to win their first state championship since 1980. They have already played Vanguard once this season, beating them 34-9. Thompson says he expects Vanguard to come into this game seeking revenge and that his team will need to be ready. Two other Gainesville teams took home a W this Friday night. Buchholz took on First Coast, beating them 10-7, and Eastside shut out Holiday and Clote 37-0. This will be the first time since 1998 that all three Gainesville teams qualified for the playoffs in the same year.